I fell in love with Irish music when I was a teenager at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. So I heard Irish bands there. I was growing up in northern Minnesota and Bemidji. And yeah, I fell in love with it kind of quick. I was interested in all kinds of folk music when I was a teenager. And then Irish music just seemed to strike a chord with me.
Brian Miller. After that first excitement about Irish music, he kept on with it. Today, Brian is an Irish music professional teaching and performing around the Great Lakes region and elsewhere. At some point, Brian, you found out about the Irish lumberjacks who felled trees in this area 100 and more years ago. These people wrote songs about lumbering. How did you feel when you learned there was a pocket of Irish music specific to your home region of northern Minnesota?
I was floored. I heard a song at a singing workshop. A woman named Judy Cook sang a song called The Shantyman's Life. And she said it was collected in Bemidji. And it was this Irish-sounding song, but it was about being a lumberjack. And I just couldn't believe it. I had never thought of my hometown as being a place where there was anything going on having to do with Irish music. I became completely obsessed with this story, and I wanted to know more and started digging through old books and archives trying to piece it together.
You met somebody who actually was in a nursing home who had experience in the old lumber camps.
That's an incredible story. Yeah. Once I was learning some of these old songs out of old books and archives and performing them, I started to meet people that had family connections to logging in Minnesota. So my favorite story about that was meeting a woman named Elsie McGuire in Bemidji, so in my hometown. And Elsie was born in a logging camp north of Cass Lake on Kitchy Lake in northern Minnesota. And she says, sure enough, in her dad's camp, every Sunday, all these Irish-Canadian men that worked there would come in, and there was a camp fiddle, and there were always harmonicas, and they would sing songs and play tunes. And she says she learned how to dance the Irish jig on the dining hall tables. And Elsie's now 106. I was just at her 106th birthday party this summer. I had the honor of being there. But we've been chatting since I first met her when she was a spry 102. We've been chatting about her memory of these guys playing music in her dad's camp. Here's a song called Kettle River that I found in a history of lumbering in Minnesota, in a book, actually. And it talks about the guys working for Johnny O'Brien, who was, I think, the father of William O'Brien, who the state park is named after. And Johnny O'Brien had a camp on the Kettle River near Hinckley.
On the cold Kettle River, among swamps and bogs, we've been busy all winter just getting out logs. To stay through to springtime, it is our design. And the firm that we work for, it's called the O'Brien. Fall-da-da-da-da-do, right, fall-da-da all day. Charlie Olson, our cook, boys, I'm telling no lies. He's a dandy at putting out puddings and pies. He'll fill you with grub till your belly does shine. Oh, you'll never go hungry while you work for O'Brien. Fall-da-da-da-da-do, right, fall-da-da-day.
Brian, today we have an expression, locally sourced, and it's meant to address the food industry, but really, locally sourced is in the history of most folk music. You found that out in your collecting of Northwoods lumbermen songs.
Correct, and I also was very familiar with it from Irish music. So in Ireland, tunes and songs and particular ways of playing and singing are really associated with real small regions. And so when I got interested in this music from the Great Lakes region, I started to find the same thing. And really, you could think of the whole Great Lakes as sort of having a style. Sometimes folklorists refer to it as the woods style. But also the Great Lakes ships were a place where people sang. And it sort of became this blend of Great Lakes songs about being on the boats, songs about working in the woods. And they got passed around, and songs would travel. Like the song The Banks of the Little Eau Plaine was written by one of these Irish Canadians that lived in Wausau, Wisconsin, named Billy Allen. And that song, after he made it up there and it got popular around Wausau, it started to travel, and it was sung on ships in the Great Lakes, and it even wandered all the way out east to the lumber camps of Maine and New Brunswick.
One evening in June, as I rambled the green woods and valleys among, mosquitoes were buzzing harmonious in tune with the whippoorwill's song. The frogs in the marshes were croaking, the tree toads were whistling for rain, and the partridges round me were drumming on the banks of the little old plain. It was then I beheld a young maiden who was walking alone on the shore. She was mourning all for a young raftsman, saying, I fear I will see him no more. He went off on a fleet with Ross Gamble, and he left me in sorrow and pain. And it's over 2 months since he started from the banks of the little old plain.
Collecting and listening to these Northwoods lumber camp songs, what about your professional career? You've got this interest in Irish music with the Northwoods lumber camp music. Where do you want to take this professionally?
I want to take it all around the places it's from. So I'd love to perform more and more all around the Great Lakes. Randy and I have played now quite a few places in Michigan as well as Wisconsin, and we've played all over Minnesota. We've been to all kinds of small towns in Minnesota and larger venues as well. And I love that. I love connecting to people through it, be it in a big concert or a smaller library venue.
During or after your shows, do people come up to you and say, my uncle, my grandfather, whatever, worked in those camps?
All the time. And we always ask for people that have those stories to come share them. In fact, I've even been handed tapes of granddad's songs. These are a few songs that I recorded of granddad before he passed away. And I mean, that those treasures are just like invaluable to me. And those connections with people too, I love that part of it.
Brian Miller, scholar, documenter, and performer of Irish music and of the special area of Great Lakes Woodsman Songs. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.